بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله، let's visit the flowers of Zahra's garden. Ali Muhammad, Jafar and Hassan, O doors of thee Almighty's pardon. Ali Muhammad, Jafar and Hassan, inshallah one day we'll build a haram for you in Baqi. La ilaha illallah, the Imam who, when you recite his du'as, when you open his sahifa, he speaks to Allah in such a manner, with such love, with such humility, you think he's never seen any calamity. La ilaha illallah. But this same Imam is the hero of Karbala. He witnessed a tragedy that even angels could not bear to see. Ya ayyuha as-sajjad, it's related, after returning to Medina, after the Shuhada of Karbala had been buried, it's related, when he'd see a butcher selling meat, he'd ask, did you give this animal water before its slaughter? He'd reply, O Imam, but we are Muslims. This is what our religion teaches us. How can we slaughter an animal without giving it water? It's related, he'd say, but those who slaughtered my father also claim to be Muslims, but they deprived them of water. La ilaha illallah. An entire lifetime he wept. Any excuse he'd find, he'd see water. He'd see a slaughtered animal, he'd weep. When people would ask him, he'd remind them of Karbala. Look at the wisdom of the Imam. Any excuse he'd find, he'd remind the people of Abu Abdullah, of his sacrifice, of the oppression of the rulers of that time. He'd remind them so that they awaken from their slumber. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. There's one narration regarding this Imam which is very painful. Allah knows better which moment in the life of this magnificent Imam was the most painful for him. But one of those painful moments was this moment. The enemies had left the bodies of the martyrs of Karbala upon the sand. They'd severed their sacred heads. In the coming days, a tribe which lived near that land called Banu Asad entered Karbala. They saw these blessed bodies lying upon the sands. They wanted to bury them and honor them. But it was difficult for them to recognize which body belongs to who. Why? Because when you want to recognize someone, the first thing you do is you look at his face. But these bodies had no faces and they had no heads. La ilaha illallah. It's related with Allah's permission. It was Imam As-Sajjad alayhi salam that entered Karbala. He helped the Bani Asad bury these blessed bodies. All of a sudden, the Bani Asad saw the Imam fall at the feet of a certain body of a martyr. The Imam began crying and weeping profusely. They went to him. I don't know exactly how they asked this question, but they said, "Oh Imam, whose body is this that you cry so profusely before him?" La ilaha illallah. It's as if they wanted to say, "Oh Imam, this body has so many wounds, we can't recognize him. It seems he was martyred in a very difficult manner, with stones being thrown alongside the arrows, alongside the swords and spears." How does the Imam reply? "Look at the patience of this heart, O Bani Asad. This is my father Abu Abdullah." La ilaha illallah. But this moment is very painful. It's related the holy body of Abu Abdullah is buried by Imam As-Sajjad. When the grave is closed, it's related he takes his finger and writes a sentence upon this grave. What does he write? It's related he writes, "هذا قبر الحسين ابن علي ابن أبي طالب الذي قتلوه عطشانا غريبا." This is the grave أبو الحسين the son of Ali ibn Abi Talib. They martyred him when he was thirsty. They martyred him when he was lonely. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم صلى الله عليك يا أبا عبد الله ورحمة الله وبركاته.